Okay, so we're on Daf Tetvav tonight. So if you remember last night, we said that there were Arba Nechnesu Lepardes, four Tami Nechachamim that entered Pardes, and Pardes means like these deep esoteric areas in Torah, and only one of them left entered B'Shalom and left B'Shalom, and that was the Tana Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says the other ones were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Acher. So Acher was Kotzis ben Atiot. He went off the derech. He had like his beliefs went astray. And then Ben Azai, he glanced like at the Shechin or whatever, and he died. And then Ben Zoma, Ben Zoma looked and he was like became demented as a result of that. So the Gemara here is talking about Ben Zoma. We discussed Ben Zoma a little bit last night. We're on line 6 on Tetvav Manala, 15a, line 6. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Maaseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, there was an incident with the Tan Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is the famous Rabbi Yeshua that we have throughout Shas and we've had before. I don't know why when he's called Rabbi Yeshua, when he's called Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Remember we discussed about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, so we had an opinion that he was called Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai.
Different knowledge before and after
right,
the cave.
Right, 100% correct. Yeah, before he entered the cave and after he entered the cave, his learning was deeply improved. But here is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Shai Omer al Gav Ma'ala, Har Habayit. He was standing on a step on the Har Habayit, the Temple Mount. Barau ben Zoma. Ben Zoma, who was a Talmud of his, saw him. Now, I was listening to Rabbi Simon Wolf today. He thought that this took place after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yeshua lived during the Torah, the Korban, and then, you know, and then he continued on afterwards. But Ben Zoma, he thought it was a contemporary Rabbi Kiva. He thought this was after the Korban Habayit, but to show you that they still went to the Har Habayit afterwards. Lo Amad Mi Lefanav. And Ben Zoma did not stand up for the time of Rabbi Yeshua. Ben Zoma saw Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, he's more the Rebbe, and he didn't stand for him. Amar lo, me ayin l'ayin, Ben Zoma. He says, where are you coming? Where are you going? Like, what's going on with you? So Amar lo, sofa yiti bin mayim halyonim or mayim atachtonim. I was looking, or it could be maybe contemplating the mayim halyonim and mayim atachtonim. If you remember in Chumash, in Bereishis, so it says that Hashem, you know, he created the Shemaiva Aretz. Then it says on the second day, by Abdel Ben Amayim Asher Mitach LaRakia Ben Amayim Asher Miyal LaRakia. He divided between the water that's underneath the Rakia and the water that's above the Rakia. So I can't explain everything. There was the Mayim that's Mitach LaRakia, the oceans and things like that. And then there's Mayim Miyal LaRakia. And he divided between those two Mayims, Mayim El Yonim and Mayim Tachtonim. So he says, I was looking at the Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. It's only three etzvot between them. And one of the people I was speaking and listening to today is either Rabbi Leibowitz or Rabbi Wolf. He was saying that he was looking like where the ocean meets the sky or something like that, but saying there's only three etzvot, which is a very small distance between them. Shenemar, Beruach Elokim Rachetet Al Pnei Amayim. That God's spirit like hovered over the water. That's what it says in Bereishis. God, like a dove that hovers over its offspring and doesn't touch it. So Amar Lahen Rabbi Yeshua Tami Dove. So Rabbi Yeshua, now the rave Rabbi Sam Wolf was saying is like intimating the idea of like a duality. He was saying like Hashem maybe is only. I like he's ruling over the Mayim El Yonim, not the Mayim Tachtonim. We'll see, like it comes up later on with Elisha ben Avuya. So I don't know, but he says here, Rabbi Shu says to his Talmidim, Adayim ben Zoma Mibachutz. Ben Zoma is still Mibachutz, meaning he's not Kedah yet for the, like, you know, to understand Maaseh Merkava and Maaseh Bereishis. And we said before, we went over this yesterday, the Ben Zoma is Hetzitzumet. He looked at the Shechin or whatever, oh, Hetzitzvenifka, and he became demented. So he says, Mifti, Beruach Elokim Rachefet Al Pnei Amayim, it says that God's spirit was floating over the water, Eman Havei B'yom Arishon. That's talking on day one. He says, Havdala B'yom Sheni Huda Havoi. But then in Tim Dvai between the upper and lower waters, it was on day two, Dechtivai Yihim Avdil Ben Mayim L'mayim. Bekama, so how much is the space between Mayim El Yonim and Mayim Tachtonim? Amar Rabbi Bar Yaakov Plonimus. Rabbi Bar Yaakov says it's Plonima, like a hair's breadth. Rabban Amri Kiguda de Gavla. It's like the planks on a bridge that are very close to it, but it's like a very small space. Marzutra Bitim Rabasi Amar Kikrik Lime de Frise Adade. He says like two clothes that are one on top of the other one. In other words, he says The Ami Lark take chasid sleepy hadade. And some say it's like two cups, like the cups over here, one cup fits in the other cup, and the space between them is de minimis. So let me just say a few things and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the he says over here, 1 second. Yeah. So first he said before that that he says that Ibn Zoma is still Mibachutz on the outside, is what Rabbi Yeshua says. Ben Soma is still Mibachutz. So he quotes from the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Rambam has like this elaborate analogy. There's a king in a palace, subjects are in many different places. Some of them are outside the capital city. Some are within the city, but are walking away from the palace. Some are walking toward the palace, but can't see it yet. Some are at the palace wall looking for the door. Some have found the door walking through the hallways of the palace. Some are standing for the king himself. In other words, that's where everybody's holding in terms of Boros Hashem. So each group that we just mentioned represents a different level. He says the subjects outside the city, this is in footnote 13, are all human beings in the world who have no intellectual views at all, neither reason nor received. In other words, they're zeros. In other words, they're walking out, they're outside the city, but like they don't know from anything. Then he says, these people are barely above the level of animals. Then those who are in the city but walking away are beholden to incorrect or crooked beliefs. They're much worse than the first. In other words, they're in the city, but they're walking away. They're off the derech. Then he's got those on the way to the palace are the massive observant Jews who aren't learning. They're walking towards the palace, but they don't have the learning. Then those who are at the palace looking for the door, those scholars who learned in parts of the Torah and believe in principle of faith based on tradition, never investigated the fundamentals of Judaism. Those who are in the hallways of the palace have begun such investigations, and those who are with the king have achieved the ultimate aims of the investigations. So in terms of Maase Breishis to Maase Merkavim, those who are still engaged in the prerequisite studies to Maase Breishit are outside the palace looking for the door. This, the Rambam says, where Rabbi Yeshua placed Ben Zoma. When's Ben Zoma, he's Mibachutz. He hasn't entered the palace yet. He's not in the getter that, you know, really be holding by Maase Merkavim, Maase Breishit. That's what he says. Now, in terms of this space, so the only thing I could say is probably Simon Wolf was saying it could relate, like he was saying, like, you know, what they have in the ancient Near East, they that were even now. Zoroastrians believe in like two gods, good, evil, whatever. And that somehow, like, he was connecting this with, you know, like he went off, like he was saying, like there was a space, whatever. Anyway, but the main thing that's the best I have with this. Okay, who's got questions? Comes to
it's like that. The four bunim from Pesach on a loose right. Level.
Okay, let's hear from Rafi. Ben Hanania is the famous Rabbi Yeshua, who's mentioned throughout Shas. Well, no, plain Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania.
Where is that?
Shimon Bar Yochai is somebody else. Like Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was, I think, he was.
Do you have an art scroll?
One second.
15:82.
One second.
The first full paragraph.
Please, Fern, we all hear you. Just 1 second.
I'm giving the place.
Okay. We're Shimbar Yochai. So I have to check. I don't remember exactly. All right, that's a totally different question. It's really far removed from where we're at right now. Okay, and what's up?
They talk about the Mabul being the release of the Mayim Elyonim.
All right, let me go on. In other words, in Maase Breishis, no, in other words, it's Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. In other words, he says that God divided between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. So he's saying, how much is the distance between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim?
Much more than this.
So I don't understand it. I mean, the only thing I could say is one of the peace speakers said today is like when you look at the water, it looks like the horizon is meeting the water or something like that. You know, that could be, but what? Okay. All right. Let me see further. I have to move on. Please excuse me. I have to go on. I am sorry. Please excuse me. All right, now let's go back on the Gemara. So we're up to the fifth wide line. So we discussed Ben Zoma. Now we're going to discuss Acher, who's a Tana Lisha Ben Avuya, who held heretical beliefs. Acher, Kitzis Ben Atio. Acher was Kitzis Ben Atio. Says the Arba Nechtesu the Pardes. They're entering the orchard, which is all the esoteric understandings of Torah and so forth. So their Kotzis Ben Atio means he's chopping down the plants, the saplings there. It's not good. Alabak Tuva Meir, concerning him, the Pasuk says in Kuele, Al Tina Picha Lachatit Bisarecha. Don't permit your mouth, because like a veira to come to your flesh. But the pasuk is much longer. It says, don't say before the mouth, it's a mistake. So we'll explain the pasuk hopefully when we finish the following incident, and then we'll come back. So Mahi, what was the incident that he saw that set him off the derech? Kazami Tatron, the Tavali Rishut of the Meitav, the Mithav Zachvat of Israel. He saw the Malach Mitatron that had Rishus to sit in Shemayim to write the Zichuyos of Klal Yisrael. Mitatron is a Malach. So Amar, Sahim, Elisha ben Abuya said, Gemira, our tradition is, the Malach lo Havi lo Yeshiva lo Tachor lo Orev lo Ipui. So the way Rashi seems to learn, this is talking about the Malachim, that there's no sitting, the Malachim don't sit, lo Tachor, there's no competition, lo Orev, they don't show the back of their heads because it's just like, remember, like the vision was like four faces. There's no back of the heads. No ipu, they're not tired. But there's no yeshiva. Shema chas v'shalom, shtei reshuyo hein. So Acher is the one who says, so this is what Rabbi Samuel wanted to apply to Ben Zoma, but I don't know. But Acher says, maybe chas v'shalom, there's like two gods, which is a belief, like in the ancient world, that there's two gods because this Metatron is sitting. So Afkula Mitatron Bahu Shikin Kulse Denura. So in Shemayim, they took Mitatron out and they struck him with 70 blows of like flashes of lightning. 60, I'm sorry, how many? 60, yeah.
60.
Yeah. So he says, so the top Toso says, Bahu Shikin Kulsin, Lodia, and what does Bah have? He says, Lahodia Sha'in lo Yakolet. Limitatron, Yotemiachrine, to demonstrate that Metatron is not more powerful than anyone else. So Amrule, so they said to Metatron, Maitamachichazite lokam mikame. He said, they said, how come when you saw Elisha ben Avuya, you didn't stand up in front of him? So the Gemara says, Itihibale Rashut, the Limchak Sachbata the Acher. So you have Rashus now. To erase the Zechus of Acher. In other words, if he would have stood up, so he wouldn't have gotten these, you know, heretical ideas. But now you didn't. You have Rishus to erase all of his Zechuyot. So Yatztaba Kova Amra, so a heavenly voice came out and said, Shuvanim Shovavim, we're on Tetvavim and Aleph, around the 10th very wide line. Michael? Okay. Tetvavim and Aleph, the 10th very wide line. So Yatztaba Kova Amra, Shuvanim Shovavim, Chutzme Acher. So a bat call, a heavenly voice came out and said, like, return, you know, Banim Shovavim. So Banim Shovavim, he says, is, he says, one second, is, he says, return wayward sons, right? So return wayward sons, except from Acher. So there's a lot of different pshatim on that line. So first is the Shalah. This I had heard from Rav Simon. The Shalah says, like, there's another Gemara. It says, "Kulashimar lecha balabaytase." Whatever the balabas says to do, chutz mitzay, except believe. So right. So there's different shot in what say is. Like, he tells you to go in the marketplace. You're not familiar with it, so you don't have to do that. So the Shalah wanted to say that it's like kulashimar lecha balabaytase. That even though he hears the bakol, that you know shuvanu chutz me acher. He should not have listened to that. He should have done tshuva. Now, there's another pshat, I don't remember, but there's another pshat from the Rav. So the Rav said that the words chutz me acher were not said by the bat kol. In other words, Elisha, the only thing the bat kol says is tshuva banim shovavim. And Acher said chutz me acher. He's the one who said, except for me. So Rav Shechter said to me that that the Rav connected this to a Gemara. The Gemara says, like, but stay achuza. So if a person is maktish seyachuzi, he has his hereditary field, he's maktish it, he can get it back from hektish. But the pasuk says, v'imachara sedele ishacher, if the hektish sells the field to someone else, in other words, Reuven is maktish's field. Now that he's where the base of Mekdash has. Reuven can still get it from hektish, he's got to pay the plaka money and get it back. But if hektish then sells it to Shimon, then Reuven can't get it back anymore. So the Gemara has a drasha, acher v'lo ben. In other words, if you sell it to somebody else, but not the son. So if the Gizbar sells it to this Reuven's son, so Reuven can still get it back. So the Rav thought that in other words, the drasha is acher v'lo ben, and he was Doresh ben v'lo acher. In other words, shuvu banim shuvavim ben v'lo acher, but not acher. In other words, that's the way Elisha ben Avihu was darshaning it. But he's the one who said v'lo acher. In other words, shuvu banim shuvavim. So that Elisha ben Avihu said v'lo acher. That's the way he darshans it. But it's not true. He still could have done. Still should do tshuva. All right, now let's see. Or, give me. So I just got to come to lunch because we have a lot of Gemara and I want to make sure we cover. Okay, now. So he says, Amar, Hova Itrin, who Gavra, who Alma. He says, look, I'm already out of this situation. In other words, he apparently, as a result of this foray into Shemayim, like we said, Arvanach, through the Pardes, they went up, like the postal says, they didn't actually go up. He whatever, but they were contemplating this. So he went off to Derech. So he says, so I'm already like out of this whole Derech. He said, I'm not going to have Olam Abam. Might as well enjoy myself in this world. So Nafak Acher the Tarbet Ra, he went off to like a bad society, went off the Derech. Nafak Ashkat Zona, he encounters a Zona. So Tiva'a, so he makes a proposition to her, let's do business. His Amrlev, Lav Elisha ben Avuya, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? Like, aren't you, like the way Rabbi Levi was saying, like the chief rabbi or whatever? So, it seems strange to have you as a client. He says, Akar Pugla Mimishra B'Shabbat. So he uprooted a radish from like the patch on Shabbos via Yavla. In other words, he's Machal Shabbos. Apparently, the Zona knew some dinim of Shabbos. So he says, so Amram Acherhu. So she says, oh, he's somebody else. He's Acher. So that's where you get the name Acher. So, all right, let me pause for a second. People were chomping at the bit. Wait, what's
so he was named by Zona?
Wait, Daniel first, then I'll come to you, Fern.
Here, she coined the name Acher.
Right.
And so why before that he would come and say, oh, chutz me'acher, what Acher? You're not Acher.
Yeah, so, right. So Rabbi Leibowitz addressed that. He said, first of all, it may not have been like the Gemara is like you maybe using like a name that came about later on. And I think he says, the Rishalmi says, chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. But I don't remember everything. I don't remember everything he said. Okay, Fern, what do you have for me, Fern?
No, I was surprised before the first break, when one of them was yelled at for not getting up for the other one of the Rebbeim was not.
Yeah, that's Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Zoma.
Right. Right, we just did that.
Right.
Are the Rabbanim supposed to be judging each other to see for who?
Well, no, but if a person's once a Talmud and once a Rebbe, in other words, like vis-a-vis, like this is, in other words, the idea is Ben Zoma was like so engrossed in his thought, that, in other words, he normally would have stood up, but he was so engrossed in this, whatever he was engrossed in. That's what he says. You know, may I, and what he said is the question, he says, where are you coming from? Where are you going to? He was engrossed in thought. And then that's what it was the question. All right, what's up? Yes, yeah, so in Yechezkel, in the first parak, Maaseh Merkava, so the Psukim describe the Malachim on the Merkava, and they're like four faces. So there's no back because each one has like four faces. So it sounds like from this Gemara, assuming that it's talking about the Malachim here, so Malach doesn't have a back. It was okay. So say again, why the what? No, but like again. So it could be that they each went like into like a type of trance. You know, they're not like taking a trip together on a boat. It's okay. Let's leave back on the Gemara. Okay, now.
Sure.
I don't know. Now, I should mention also, you know what, this Yerushalmi inside, but I'll do it. All right, you know, it's all right, sorry, we'll do it without it. We'll do it without. Okay, look at the Tosfos on the side. Everybody see the big thick Tosfos? So there's a number of other incidents that the Yerushalmi quotes concerning Acher. So Tosfos quotes them, and we'll wing it. So if you look, One second. Okay, so if you look around the eighth narrow line in Tosfos, the line that begins Mereshito, okay, the Tosfos Dibur Matkal, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, around 8-10 lines down. So Umayti Le Tobach Rita Bar Mereshito. So the Gemara brings out this Yerushalmi in Chagiga. So it brings Tobach Rita Bar Mereshito. So Tobach Rita Bar Mereshito can mean that the end is better than the beginning, but the way the Yerushalmi darshens it, the end is good based on the beginning. So if you had a good beginning, you have a good end. In other words, if you get off on the right foot, you have a good end. So Bedarish Le Reb Meir Le Adam Shali Banim Bialdito Umeitu Bizkatoli Benekaimu. The person, he had children when he was young, and then they died. When he was older, he had children, and then they stayed alive. That's a different shot. Tova Akarita Bar Mereshito. The end is better than the beginning. That's the way he was darshening it. But Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva Rabbah Lo Kach Darash. So Elisha ben Avuya says to Rabbi Meir, that's not the way Rabbi Akiva, your Rebbe, darshened it. El Tova Akarita Bar Shukutov Mereshito. In other words, the way I just said before, in other words, that the end is good based on a good beginning. Uvi hava maisa, and that's what happened to me, Elisha ben Avuya says, Avuya Avia hava migdoli Yerushalayim. My father, Avuya, was a man of Gdoli Yerushalayim. Uvi yom shabar lamaholani, lamohali, karalakol Gdoli Yerushalayim, o shivan bavaydachad. So on the day of my bris, he called all the Gdoli Yerushalayim, he put them in one baye, one room, whatever. Uvi rablazav rabishu b'machair. He says, and Rabbi Lazar should be put in a different room. Min da'aklin v'shaktin sharin mitapkin umaraktin. So when they, after they ate, they drank, so they began to clap and to dance. So Amri, adilein aski b'didhu na'asok b'didan. So Rabbi Lazar said, they're doing their thing, we're going to do our thing. So yashvu n'tasku b'divrei Torah. So they were osek in divrei Torah. Yorda eish ben ha-shamayim v'ikipa otan. So fire came from heaven and surrounded Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Amarlon Avuya Abba Gavrin Mabatim Lestrof Beiti. So my dad, Avuya, said to him, what have you come to burn down the house? What's going on with this place? So he says, Amrulo Chas Shalom El Yoshin Ayinu V'Cholzrin Divrei Torah Mitorlan Avim and Avim L'Ktuvim. He says, we were going with Divrei Torah and then Avim L'Ktuvim. But you would very much from the Natan Sinai. He says, Lo Ba'esh Denu. He says, so we were happy when the Torah was given with Sinai and the Torah was given with fire. So Amar, Torah. So my father said, since that's the koach of Torah, if my son survives, he's healthy, I'm going to designate him to study Torah. Now, so the Rishami says, that Elisha ben Avuya says that since my father's motivations were not sincere, therefore it didn't stay with me. In other words, I got off on the wrong foot. In other words, he wanted to send me to cheder, but not because Torah per se is good. It's just that, he saw the kavod with Torah, all the miraculous things to do with Torah. So please, just one minute, let's pause. Okay, now, then he quotes another incident, which we have here in the Bavli also, about that Elisha ben Avuya saw a child, sending the difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, but in the Yerushalmi, he sees one day a child doing Shiluach HaKein, sending off the mother bird, and it's good. And the next day he sees a child sending off the mother bird and gets bit by a snake and he dies. And he's upset because it says, L'man Yarichun Yamecha. The Bavli, we have where he's following the Sibu, the father, and he's doing it, and he dies. So that got him upset. And then the Rishonim quotes that he saw the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom, Natun B'fi Kelev, that he saw the tongue of Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom that was in a dog's mouth, and blood was coming out of it. And that got him. But then the point is that there are a lot of things that went wrong with Elisha ben Avuya. All right, let me just go further in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a little bit, but I got to keep moving because we have a lot of Gemara, and we don't have that much time for discussion. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so he saw the Zona, and so, okay, so then he says, Sha'al Acher Reb Meir, So Remeir was a Talmud of Elisha ben Avuya, but after Elisha ben Avuya went there, he asked his Talmud Remeir. He says, "Shal Acher Remeir Lacharshit Sefer Rabbah." Says Amar Lei Ma'idechi Gamet Zilumat Zehasah Elokim. What does it mean? One thing sort of it could be one thing corresponding to another thing, one thing opposite another thing God created. So Rabbi Kiva says Amar Lo Kol Shabrak Kol Shbarachu Barak Kenegdo. He says, whatever Hashem created, he created things like that sort of correspond. He says, Barah Harim, Barah Gvod. He created mountains, he created hills. And you have a mountain, you have a hill. He says, Barah Yamim, Barah Naharot. He created oceans, he created rivers. That's what, you know, Zeluman said, Barah Lukim. So Amar Lo, so Elisha ben Avuya said, Rabbi Kiva Rabach Lo Amarka. That's not the way Rabbi Kiva, your Rebbe, explained it. Ela Barah Tzadikim, Barah Rishoyim. Hashem created Tzadikim, and he created Rishoyim. Barah Ganein and Barah Gehenim. He created Gan Eden, he created Gan Eden, and Kol Chad B'Chad Yesh Lo Shnei Chalakim. Everybody has two portions: a Chad B'Gan Eden, a Chad B'Gehenim. Zachat Tzadik, and Chelko V'Chelak Chaveru B'Gan Eden. In other words, if it's Tzadik Zochem, so this is the way the Beis Halevi explains it. In other words, when a person does a mitzvah, but he's also causing other people to do mitzvahs, so he gets like compounded. In other words, I'm doing a mitzvah, but then maybe other people are impacted by me, so you get double mitzvahs. He says the chay of Rasha mitzvah kol b'chelak chaveru b'gehenim. Same thing by the Rasha. So I was talking to Rabbi Packer today. He was saying the idea was that Acher was saying that some people, and this is the way Rabbi Lieber was explained as well. Some people are like created. He was saying created as Rishayim, created tzaddikim. That's what. Let's all be patient. Let's hold the thoughts. Wait 5 minutes. Okay. So created as Rishayim. So Rabbi Lieber was saying, and it's not the case. People have different netiyas. People have different proclivities, but nobody is born, you know, Rasha and Tzadik. So Amar Rasharshia, my Kra, he says, what's the Pasuk that supports this? So he says, Gabi Tzadikim Ktiv, Lachem Ba'artzam, Mishnah Yirashu. He says that in their land, they'll inherit double. It was, we said about double for the Tzadikim. Gabi Shan Ktiv, Umishnesh Shivron Shivram. In other words, they'll get like double punishment as well. Okay, then Sha'alachet Rameir, the Harshit Sa'at Tabut Ra'ah, Acher Es Rameir, after he went off like to bear council, Ma'idachi of Lo Yarachem Zahav Uzuchukir, which were attacked by Paz, sort of like wisdom, is not equal to gold and to glass, and the exchange is not equal to like golden, blind gold Kalim. Amar Lo, so this is what Acher is asking. So Rameir says, Amar Lo, Elu Divrei Torah, it's talking about words of Torah. Shekashin l'kdotan k'klei zahav u'klei paz. They're difficult to acquire. In other words, like just like gold things are expensive. It's very difficult to get a hold of it. V'notel ha'abdan k'klei zahukin. But they're easy to lose, like glass. In other words, I drop the glass, it shatters. So the person doesn't chazer their learning. So you lose it. You had it, and then you lost it. So Amar Lo, so Elisha ben Avuya says back to him, Rabbi Kiva Rabbah Klo Amar Kach. That's not the way Rabbi Kiva your Rebbe said. El k'klei zahav u'klei zahukin. That gold and silver could be fixed up. So too with Tamil Chacham, this is Akar speaking. Even though he's gone off the derech, he has the takana. He can do tshuva. So Amar Lo, your mayor, his Talmud said, so good, you said it perfect, so do tshuva. So Amar Lo, kvar shamati mechori pargod, tshuva benim shovavim chutz min Akar. I heard from behind, pargod is a curtain. I heard behind the curtain, it was like, in Shemayim, like everybody should do tshuva except for Acher. So Tan Rabbanan, we learn the Braisa. Ma'aseba Acher shirochev al shus b'Shabbat. This is what Acher, he was riding a horse on Shabbos, which is obviously an Isur Rabbanan. Ve'er Meir Mahalech Acher Rab Lomo Torah Mipiv. The Meir is following him to study Torah from him. It seems so like awkward. It's almost like somebody's driving around in a car. You're talking through the window on Shabbos. You know, that's the way it sounds like. Although,
switching guitar.
Yeah, he says. Although, you know, this Rabbi Leibowitz, he was quoting from a sefer, I think, Kerem Shlomo. So the reason he can't ride a horse on Shabbos is because we're afraid you'll take like a branch and break it off. So Kerem Shlomo wants to say that if somebody's there to remind you not to do that, you could ride the horse. So Acher was riding a horse. Rameir was following him. So now Acher is allowed to ride the horse because he's there to remind him. So I don't know if he would listen to him. So Amar Lo, he says, you have to go back now because I've already measured by this, my four steps that you've arrived at Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk, leave Tchum Shabbos. So Amar Lo, Avatach Chazor B'cha. So now the Rameir is leaving him. He says, now you should chazor b'cha. Now you don't have rishus to be on the horse anymore, and you should do tshuva. So that for me. So Amar lo v'lo kvar martilcha kvar shalom b'yakori parkel shuv b'dim shuv b'dim chutz me'acher. But I already heard chutz me'acher. So takvei aili be'medrusha. So Remeir grabbed a hold of him and forced him to come to the Beis Medrash. So Amalei Liyanuka, so Elisha ben Avuya says the Beis Medrash, he's going to go to a lot of Batei Medrash. He says to the child, at the first place, Sokli Psukata, you know, teach me what Pasuk, and that's the drachas you have in the Medrashim, and people ask the child, you know, Sokli Psukata, and usually it like tells you, like it augurs what the future will be, things like that. So Amar Lo, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rashayim. What's a Pasuk in Yishai? Like, well, like, what have you been studying? So he says, there's no Shalom for the Rishayim, for the wicked people. He takes him to a different shul. So he says the same thing. So that if you wash with like soap and you do a lot of like detergent, your stain is still in front of me. In other words, the stain won't come out. Not looking good. In other words, not very, you know, positive psukim. So he takes him to another shul. Amarle, turn page, the top line. So he says to a child, tell me what Pasuk you've been studying. Amalei, ba'at shadud ma'atasi kilta mashishani, ki ta'adi adizahav, ki t'griba poche na'at l'shapta ka'pi b'gomer. In other words, you, the plundered one, you know, what will it help you if you wear, like, scarlet, if you put on, like, bracelets and gold, if you put mascara on, it's like, all for naught. Anyway, he eventually takes him to 13 shuls. He says, "Kulu paskule ki hai gavna." They all call psukim, similarly psukim. There was nothing that sounds good. So the batra, to the last child, Amarle psukli psukecha. He says, "Tell me what pasuk you were studying." So Amarle, he says, "L'rasha mar lokim malachal saper chukai begomer." He says, "For the Rasha, God says, why do you relate my laws?" So that child was like mumbling. He wasn't pronouncing the word so clearly. He says, "Ishtama kamada amar leiv la Elisha amar lekim." So he hears him saying not "but la Rasha amar lekim." It sounded like "the Elisha amar lekim." In other words, that the quote he's quoting the pasuk. The child is quoting the pasuk, and the way the child is reciting the pasuk, it says like to God says to Elisha, why are you relating my laws? In other words, like you're out of the parsha. So Yikid Amri Sakina Haba Bahade Bikari Bashad replaced our baking state. Some say that Elisha had a knife in his hands, and he either one shot, he dismembered the child, cut up the child into 13 pieces and sent it to 13 fools, or that he had like a cloth, like parchment that the child was reading from, and he chopped it up into 13 different pieces. He says, what did you want to say, Michael? All right, that's when you get into the Agadah, like, and so forth. So the Ikita Amri, some say Amar in Habibia the Sakina have a Quran light. Some say that if he said that if I had a knife, I would chop this fellow up or do whatever I was going to say before. Kinach, okay. All right, let me pause for a second. People have been patient. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything that's too far?
So first of all, what we mentioned earlier, that the purpose that he made him a Talmid Chacham was not the Shem Shamayim. We learned that it's always kedai to come and do something Shel Rosh Hashanayim. We learned that the Shem Shamayim comes out to be the Shem Shamayim afterwards.
Right.
So that should not be, you know. And the second thing over here, 13 people.
Okay,
he's trying to do tshuva one after another.
Do you want any answers to these questions or not? Okay. Let's do question number one. Okay. So he said, Mitosh Lashma Balashma. It's true, but still, like when you're at that lower stage, it's like somewhat defective. So he's saying that's what the Gemara is saying. Tovach Rita Bar Mereshito. In other words, it's coming out from the Gemara. There were many things that caused Elisha ben Avuya to go off the derech, and among the many things is the father, you know, the started off with the chinuch for the wrong purposes. So it's true, but still, there's like a defect in it. Okay, what's question number two?
You, 13 people he goes to, and all of them tell him something negative. What do you want from the guy? Give him a break. I mean, they're not interested in this guy doing tshuva.
Well,
but he's supposed to come and say, you're all lying, and also a bad call comes and it lies. You expect a bad call like this is going to come to the truth.
Well, yeah, so if you say the Rav said, the, again, okay, so the way the Rav said, the bad call only said tshuva, but him tshuva, him. And he, Elisha, said, Chutz Me'acher. Not that the Bakol said that. So if you do that way, then and if you do the way the Shalar says it, even if it says to you, you know, Chutz Me'acher, you shouldn't listen to
13
it.
13 different people he went to, and each and every one of them are discouraging. Right. What do you want from the guy?
All right. Say again, what? Everybody has Bechira Chavshit, but we said that people have the Tia, they have proclivities. So, but a person can harness those proclivities. We discussed it in Masechet Shabbos, that the Gemara says a person is born under the Mazel of Madim. He's born under the Mazel of Mars, it's like red, so he's either going to be like a murderer, or he could be a Moel, or he could be a butcher. In other words, you decide where you're going to go with this, but you have this is your proclivity in life. Everybody has like a genetic coding, but you get to decide where you're going with it. Okay, anybody in the cyber world want to say anything? Okay.
Wouldn't know where to start.
Okay, all right. Now, there was something I left out before that I meant to cover with you earlier. One second, let's do it now. Okay, yeah. Okay, so remember, okay, at the beginning, with okay, let's all focus. Okay, so on Ahmed Aleph, please, I need everybody's attention, okay? So on Ahmed Aleph, we said that, the Gemara related that there was a Pasuk. He says, if on the fifth or sixth or wide line on fifth Ahmed Aleph, it says, and then the Gemara related this whole incident where he sees Matatron sitting in Shemayim and he gets let off the derech. So here in footnote 27, quotes from the Marasha, we can understand all parts of the Pasuk. So the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk. Like frequently Gemara at the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, don't say before the angel was in error. Do not say your belief in dualism was an innocent mistake. They resulted from seeing Metatron sitting. In other words, Athbar of Nanashkish Gagahi, that it was an innocent mistake. Then the Pasuk says, Lama Yiksofa Lokim al Kulecha, he says, why should God be angered by your speech? As a result of your comment, God will be angry at you, for that kind of error is tantamount to an intentional sin. The idea of dualism should never even be entertained in one's mind. And then it says, Bechibel Asiyadecha, and destroy the work of your hands, all your previous good deeds will be erased. So we can understand the Pasuk. When we did the whole sugya. Okay, let's go further than tomorrow. I got to keep moving because we have limited time, and then if we have more time at the end, we'll spread it out a little more. Okay, so we're on Tet Vav Amud Beis. We're two lines above where it gets wide, where it gets medium wide. Okay, so Kinach Nafshe Da Acher, when Acher passed away, Amri, they said in Shemayim, Lo Meid Ali Dainei. Like, we're not going to judge him because he has so much Torah, but he can't have Olam Haba. He has so much Torah, so the Torah is like preventing him from like the judgment of Gehenim. He can't come to Olam Haba, but he did Averot, so he can't have Olam Haba. So Amr Meir, so Rameir said, we better that they would judge him, and then he'll go to Gehenim and get punished, then again Olam Haba. He says, Matay Amud, when I die, I'll cause smoke to come out from his kever. So I don't know what he does when he's going to die, but the idea being, Rameir would cause Elisha ben Avuya to go to Gehenim, and then that would prepare him for Olam Haba. Kinach Nafshei de Rameir, when Rameir died, Salik Kutrami Kivrei de Acher. So Rameir died, so smoke began to rise from the kever of Acher. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Gurata Lemikla Rabbe. He says, so Rabbi Yochanan says, this is such a wonderful thing, like you're you know, causing like your Rebbe to be burnt. He says, Chan Hava Beinana. Now Rabbi Yochanan is the first generation of Amoraim, so a number of years have passed already. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chan Hava Beinana. In other words, it was one of our colleagues, and he was a Talmid Chacham. And there's nothing we could do to save him. He says, Inakte biad man. In other words, if I hold him by his hand, after death, and lead him to Olam Haba, who's going to say anything to me? And Rashi says, the second man is, you know, like from me. Man, mirmi lay man, who's going to take him away from me? So Amar Matayamot the Chabeh Hashem Nikever. So Yochanan said, like, when I die, then I'm going to, like, douse out the fire from his kever, and I'll leave it all over. When Yochanan died, the smoke stopped from the kever of Acher. So a certain eulogizer said, based on this event, that even the person who shomer the petach to Olam Abba, he couldn't, like, you know, hold you back. You know, he says, I'm sorry, the first shomer petach Gehenna. In other words, he says that even the shomer petach in Gehenna, Rashi says, didn't stand in front of you. In other words, when you showed up, you were able to say Acher from Gehenna. And even the shomer petach couldn't leave you out of it. From Rabbi Yochanan, says, now, the Gemara says, Bitoshal Acher, so the daughter of Acher came before Rebbe. Now Acher is Reb Meir's Rebbe. Like Acher is contemporary Rebbe Akiva, and Reb Meir was a Talmid of Acher and a Talmid of Rebbe Akiva, and then Rebbe was a Talmid of Reb Meir. So this is the daughter of Acher is like so considerable time later is coming before Rebbe. Amrli Rebbe Parnasain, he says, I need financial support. Can you help me out? So Amrla Bat Miyad, he says, who are you? So Amrlo, Bitoshal Acher Ani, I'm the daughter of Acher. So Amrla, Daini Yeshmi Zaroba Olam, there's still some of his progeny in this world. I'm shocked. Mahakir, the Pathuk and Eob says, Lonin Lo, Lonechad Ba'amo, Vain Srib Mugurav. He says, if it's a Rasha, like he won't leave like a great grandchild or a grandchild, there'll be nothing left. You know, with the grav in his habitation, where was everybody's going to die out? So Amr Lo, Zechor LaTorato, Yatzkor Ma'asav. So he said, remember all the Torah that my father did. Don't remember his bad actions. So the Miyad Yagar Eish, Chasav Shalosh Rebbe. Fire came in a Shemayim and singed Rebbe's, bench. Yeah. So Bachar Ba'ama Rebbe, so Rebbe cried and said, Umalim et Ganim Ba'aka. In other words, in a Shemayim, they're like protecting the Kavod of Acher. In other words, Rebbe says, you know, like, I'm surprised anybody's around from this family anymore, whatever. So, but Acher was big Talmid Chacham. So when Hashemayim, like fire came and burnt his bench. So Rebbe says, Umalim et Ganim Ba'akach, the people, it's a reflexive verb, the people who are disparaged by the Torah. In other words, he had the Torah, but he felt like he went off on a different derech. But nevertheless, when Hashemayim, they're like sort of jealous on his behalf. The Mishtapkin Balakam Kamakama, how much more the people who are like fat, you know, praised from studying the Torah, things like that. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Meir, Hefi Gamir Torah me Kumi to Acher. How was Rebbe Meir able to learn any Torah from Acher? And we saw in the Gemara that he continued learning from Acher even when he went off the Derech. Ba'amar Rabba Barbachan Amar Biokran, my defeat, Satechel Penish Budad, Torah Yivashumi Piyu, Kimalach Shem Swakotu. And this Pasuk, I think, is in the Haftorah for Shabbat Agadol, which will happen in another 5-6 weeks, so that the lips of a Kohen, which is like a teacher, will guard knowledge of Torah Yibakshumi Piyu, because he's a Malach Hashem, and we had this Gemara already. This Gemara was in Moed Katan. And Domein Rav L'Malach Hashem Tzvakot Yibakshu Torah Piyu. If the Rebbe's like a Malach Hashem, you could get Torah from him. Bimlava Yibakshu Torah Piyu. Means if you see the Rebbe, he's driving on a car on Shabbos, so you can be backing him a second Shabbos, but you shouldn't learn from him, because he's not like a Malach Hashem. So he says, so Amar Eish Lakish, Reb Meir Kra Ashkach V'Darash. So Reb Meir found a Pasuk and he darshed on the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Hat Oz Nechav Shema Debrei Chachamim, like lean over your ear and hear the words of the Chachamim, L'Bchat Hashit L'Da'ati, and your heart should like focus on my Hashem's, you know, intentions. So L'Da'atam Lo Ne'amar, it says not L'Da'atam, L'Da'ati. In other words, that Pasuk seems to say, if you're hearing the Torah and you're mechavim zami tash Torah, you're fine. Then Rav Chanina Amar Mehasha, Rav Chanina quotes a different pasuk, supports the same idea. Shemi bad ru'im, v'hati oznech v'shachti ameich v'beit avich v'gomer. The words like, listen and forget like your father's house. Rashi says that you should forget the ma'asim and don't learn from the ma'asim, but listen to it. So the words is kashu kraya adad, it's the zustirin psukim. One pasuk says, only if it's like a Malach Hashem, you can learn from it. The other pasuk says, learn, just, you know, don't focus on his das. So how do you do it? So Kasha, Haba Gadol, Haba Katan. The Gemara says, depends who the listener is. If the listener is already Gadol, he's well accomplished. He knows, you know, to be Mechalik and understand what's right, what's wrong. So he's in a position where he could hear. from an acher. But a person who's like learning, he doesn't know what's Torah, what's not Torah. He's not good for that. So kiat rabdimin amar amri marava rameir achal tachla b'shad of shichlu lebra. Says rameir ate like the meat of the date and threw the pit away. Darish Rabba, my dechtiv el ginana goes yirada to the robi bay on achal the gomer. What does pasuk mean that I went like the garden of the nut trees to see b'ibay and achal the things that grew by the river? He says, "Laman nimshul tamid deich chamim leegos." The Gemara takes it that the egos is a comparison to tamid chamim. Why chamim compared to a nut? Lamar lechamim goes to afkish meluchak patid ubitzoam in mashu b'tocho nimas. The tamid chacham knows that you have a walnut. The walnut's in the dirt, but the nut, because the shell, the nut is preserved. So he says, "After me dechamim afkish sarach." Even though a tamid chacham went off the derech, inter to nimeset. His Torah isn't the mess. In other words, so it's like a nut, but it's like rolling in the dirt, but the nut is still preserved. Ashkei Rabbi Bar Shila Eliyahu. So Rabbi Bar Shila encountered Eliyahu Navi. Amarlei Maika Avi Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing?" He says, "Amarlei Kamar Shmaitani Pumayu Dukul Ravanan." He's repeating the Torah for all the Chachamim, and we put me the Rameir Lo Kamar, but he's not saying anything from Rameir. So Amarlei Amoi. He says, "How come?" He says, "Mishum the Kagamar Shmaitim Mipumi da Acher," because Rameir learned Torah from Acher, so they don't mention him in Shemayim anymore. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Bar Shila said to Eliyahu, "Amai Rameir Rimon Matza Tocho Achal Kibatozarak." Rameir found a pomegranate. He ate the inside of the pomegranate. He threw away the peel. So what's so terrible? Amar Lei, so at that point, Eliyahu says to him, "Hashta Kamar Meir Bini Omer." And now Kadosh Baruch Hu was quoted from Meir Bini. So a lot of the Farshim said they had it in the art scroll, and Rav Simon had quoted from the Orach Chaim, but the art scroll that quote other Mefarshim is basically the idea that once there's like a rug down here on earth that says that Rameir, and I was saying the reason, like he's paskining, the reason Rameir was able to do it is because he found like a pomegranate, he ate like the fleshy part and threw out the peel. That way down here on earth. So in Shemayim, they follow the way we do it down here on earth. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam is quoting from there. Let's see what he quotes from there. So he has to come on. What?
Can you say
it other time? Oh, so he says, okay, so he says, Meir b'ni kachu omer, bizman shetam etztayer, shechina ma lashon omeret. He says, when man is like in distress, what does the Shechina say? He says, "Kalani Meroshi, Kalani Mizroi." He says, in other words, like when the person means like goes off the derech, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? So he's saying like my head feels heavy, my arm feels heavy. And the Rashi mentioned like the arm and the head that corresponds to the tefillin, like the Shemesh tefillin, and now like the tefillin feel heavy. And if you look at the Rashi around the 8th hour line, Kalani Meroshi. Rameir, it really means the opposite. Kalani means my head is light, but it's like the opposite. So he said, but it's heavy. Rameir Amra b'Masecha Sanhedrin b'Medrash ki Kilat Elokim Talui. So it says by the Haruge Bezdin, it says like don't leave them up on the tree, but you know take them down and bury them. Ki Kilat Elokim Talui, that which is cursed by Hashem is like hanging, so you bury them. So the Gemara darshans Kilat Kal Leit. In other words, that it's not like kill a lot is like curse, but it means kalate. It's not light. Meaning, any kal, he says, from Lishna Ma'alya, in other words, I'm not light means I'm heavy. It was like euphemism. Kinadavar klapi mala, kalani mizroi, kavedani mizroi, shesarti ze shemet ba'avono. In other words, I'm in distress because this person is off the derech. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, in Kafka Kaddish Baruch Hu, 3 lines before we break it's very wide. And we'll get as far as we can go when we get to pull the night. So he says, in Kafka Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mitzara al-Daman Shal Rishayim, if that's when Hashem is so upset, we're so distressed about the blood of Rishayim, he says, Kavachom al-Daman Shal Tzadikim Shnishpach. Ashkei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Tali B'Ivra D'Dasha. So Shmuel encountered Rabbi Yehuda, who was like leaning on the Ibra Dadash, like the bolt on the door. They're always in the bolt on the door. I don't know whether that's it. So he said, well, actually, I asked Rabbi Packer today. He thought it's like they're asking a question that could go either way, like the doorway. You know, it was like a sort of. So he says, Vikabachi, and Rabbi Huda was crying. So Amalei, so again, Rabbi Yehuda studied by Rav. Then when Rav died, he went to study by Shmuel. So he says, Amar Leh Shinana my Kabafi, like sharp one, why are you crying? And Rabbi Yehuda was crying. So Amar Leh Mizutra my Dehtibahu Barabanan, he says, like, look, is it like so inconsequential what it says concerning the Chachamim? And then Mark quotes the Pasuk, he says, Ayesofer, Ayeshokel, Ayesofer and Amigdalim. It's a Pasuk. So the way the Gemara darshans it, Ayesofer, Shusofrim Kol Otiot Shibatorah. Now, this Pasuk the Gemara is applying to people who went off the Derech, like Bilam and Doeg, like Doeg and Achitofel. Doeg and Achitofel in the time of David HaMelech, well, Doeg was an advisor to Shaul HaMelech, but they were Tamid Chamin, but they went off the Derech. And Achitofel also went off the Derech. So he says, Ayesofer, Ayeshokel, Ayesofer, Namigdalim, Ayesofer, Shusofrim Kol Otiot Shibatorah. They would count all the letters in Torah. They would be Baki, what's Bale, what's Chaser. Ayeshokel, the one who weighs, who shokin kalam chamur in Shiva Torah. In other words, they knew how to deduce a kalam chomer, and they knew how to, which is a good kalam chomer, which is a bad kalam chomer. Ayeshofer and Amigdalim, who's the one who counts like the Migdalim, she's shown him shloshman halakot, the Migdal haporeach ba'avir. They would count 300 halakot about the Migdal that's Poreach Ba'avir. With Migdal Poreach Ba'avir. So there's a lot of different shots about this. So Rashi quotes three, and then they had a whole bunch more here in the art scroll. Let me get this out, and we'll do it inside for a minute, and then we'll pull it tonight when we got to pull it tonight. 1 second. Okay. So if you look in the Rashi, Migdal Poreach Ba'avir. Everybody have the Rashi? It's around 20 lines down in the Rashi. This is Yesh Mefarshim Shadorshim Gofo Shalamid Bedorshim Bo Kolzot. So the Lamed is comprised of two letters, right? You have a Chaf and you have a Vav on top of the Lamed. It's the only Hebrew letter that's got two different letters in it, in other words, or complete letters in it. In other words, that's true. A Chet does have a Vav. I think they mean like this, that the Chet is above in a Zion, you're right, it's corrected by a bridge, but the bridge is extra. In other words, like the bridge is extra. Here, without anything extra, I have a Chaf and I have a Vav. That's what a Lamed is. And and you could also say like an Aleph has some Yuds in it. But anyway, the Vav is slanted. So he has, so again, Migdal Poreach Ba'avir. So you want to say the Migdal, he says, okay, just one minute. So it's slanted slightly leftward. So it resembles a tower floating leftward in the air. So it looks like a tower that's floating leftward in the air. So he had 300 halachot related to that. Okay, 300 reasons why the Bava Lamed is supposed to slant. Okay, then reason number two, the Yeshom Rim Migdal Dora Palaga. Some say 300 halachot regarding the Migdal Babel. He says it was called a Migdal that's Poreach Ba'avir. It was so high, it looked that way. That's another pshat. Or pshat number three, V'linira Migdal Patuach La'avir Garcin, not Migdal Ha'Poreach Ba'avir, Migdal Ha'Patuach La'avir, V'hein Me'alachot Alod, Migdal Shal'eit Shekorim Mistir, V'omei B'Petach V'Kol Patuach La'bika, V'Lachatzir Shu Avir, V'Sechad Alod, Yesh Demishna Migdal Ha'omei B'Avir. He says it should be like a law of two in a cloth standing in the open air as opposed to inside a house. In other words, so if the closet's in the house is one din, if the closet's in the open air, it's a different din. So it's Migdal HaPatuach La'avir. If it's an, and then he quotes the other ones here. It could be this like Shita table Migdal. We've had this before. Sometimes a person is taken outside of Eretz Yisrael in a like a closet, like Migdal Shita table Migdal. That could be Migdal Poreach Ba'avir, like being suspended. Or it could be like sorcery. And then he's got also Marsha says power of the Beis HaMikdash, the uncertainty where it's supposed to be built, like floating the beer. But anyway, Mela, they knew all those dinim. Okay, Utnan, let's see back in the Gemara on the third wide line. I'm going to break in another minute. Utnan, Shloshama Lachim, Yarba, Had Yotod, Einlam Chelik, Leilam Abba. So even though they knew all those dinim, so the Mishnah says in the Sech Sanhedrin, there are four Had Yotod that don't have a Chelik and Olam Abba. And among the four Hedyoto, Rashi says, Bilam, Doeg, Vachi, Tofu, Vakei, Chazi. So even though they had all this Torah, they lost their Chelek and Olam Haba. He says, Anan, Matev, Elan. So what's going to happen with us? So Amalei, so that's why I'm crying. So Shmuel says, Amalei, Shinna, Tina, Haytab, Libam. He says that there was like impurity in their hearts. Acher mai. So what was doing Acher? What was so Zemer Yivani lo pasach? He didn't stop. Please, everybody has to mute themselves. Ruth, you're not muted. So he says, all right, let me help her out. Okay, so he says that my like he kept seeing Greek songs. So what's Greek song? So either it means like he's like with the Greek culture, that sort of thing, or the Korban Beis Hamikdash he shouldn't be singing. So Amru Lav Al Acher, they said, why don't you open up a Gemara and listen for 2 seconds, okay? Amru Lav Al Acher, B'Shasha Omei Ben HaMedrash. They said, we're on the back of the Sefer on page 30, okay? So he says, all the way in the back. Now, he says, they said concerning Acher, when he would stand up in the Beis Medrash, Harbe Sifrei Minim Noshri Mecheiko, many Sifrei Minim would fall from his lap. In other words, he would get up in the Beis Medrash, this is before he went off to Derech, to be Sifrei Kfira falling from his lap. So it's like if you're mixing Sifrei Kfira in the Torah, like it's not a good recipe. Okay, I think I have to break off at this point in time. It's getting late. Okay. No, I'm sorry, I don't have time. Okay, one second. Okay, let me end the recording. One second.